the instructions for part one.
One. When will they go on holiday?
Do you want to come on holiday with me in the summer?
Sure. I can go in June, July, or September.
Well, June will be best for me. July's too hot, and I have to work in September.
Okay. Where shall we go?
Now listen again.
Do you want to come on holiday with me in the summer?
Sure. I can go in June, July, or September.
Well, June will be best for me. July's too hot, and I have to work in September.
Okay. Where shall we go?
Two. How is Patty going to travel?
I'm going to go to Vienna on Saturday.
How long does it take to fly there, Patty?
Oh, I'm going to drive.
Oh, yes. You get ill on planes, don't you?
Yes, and trains.
Now listen again.
I'm going to go to Vienna on Saturday.
How long does it take to fly there, Patty?
Oh, I'm going to drive.
Oh, yes. You get ill on planes, don't you?
Yes, and trains.
Three. What will Sam do?
You must phone me while you're on holiday, Sam.
Telephoning's too expensive. I'll send you a postcard from the campsite.
But I'll want to know you're all right. Can't you send me a letter?
I won't have time for writing letters.
Now listen again.
You must phone me while you're on holiday, Sam.
Telephoning's too expensive. I'll send you a postcard from the campsite.
But I'll want to know you're all right. Can't you send me a letter?
I won't have time for writing letters.
Four. What was the weather like in Portugal?
What was the weather like in Portugal, Debbie?
It was cloudy every day, but it didn't rain.
Really? It was lovely and sunny on our holiday in Spain.
Yes, but we were in the north of Portugal, and it's different there.
Now listen again.
What was the weather like in Portugal, Debbie?
It was cloudy every day, but it didn't rain.
Really? It was lovely and sunny on our holiday in Spain.
Yes, but we were in the north of Portugal, and it's different there.
Five. What has the girl broken?
Be careful, Mum. There are some pieces of glass on the floor.
Well, you haven't broken that nice picture, have you?
It's all right. The lemonade bottle fell on the floor.
Oh, well, at least it was empty.
Now listen again.
Be careful, Mum. There are some pieces of glass on the floor.
Well, you haven't broken that nice picture, have you?
It's all right. The lemonade bottle fell on the floor.
Oh, well, at least it was empty.
Now look at part two.
Good morning. John Locke Travel Service. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to go to the United States, to New York.
Certainly. Could I have your name, please, sir?
Brearley. That's B-R-I-E-R-L-E-Y.
Thank you. Now, when would you like to travel, Mr. Brearley?
I have to be in New York on the 11th of December, so I'd like to leave on the 9th. Can you do that?
Certainly, sir. And when do you want to return?
3.5 months later, on the 30th of March. I must be back here in April.
OK. One moment, Mr. Brearley. I can book that for you now.
Oh, good. How much will it cost?
£365. That's a special price for business travellers.
That's fine.
Will you drive your car to the airport or go by taxi?
I'll take the train. Can you get me a ticket for that too?
Yes, of course, sir. Can you give me your credit card number?
Listen again.
Good morning. John Locke Travel Service. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to go to the United States, to New York.
Certainly. Could I have your name, please, sir?
Brearley. That's B-R-I-E-R-L-E-Y.
Thank you. Now, when would you like to travel, Mr. Brearley?
I have to be in New York on the 11th of December, so I'd like to leave on the 9th. Can you do that?
Certainly, sir. And when do you want to return?
3.5 months later, on the 30th of March. I must be back here in April.
OK. One moment, Mr. Brearley. I can book that for you now.
Oh, good. How much will it cost?
£365. That's a special price for business travellers.
That's fine.
Will you drive your car to the airport or go by taxi?
I'll take the train. Can you get me a ticket for that too?
Yes, of course, sir. Can you give me your credit card number?